This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. November seems far off on these hot and muggy August mornings, but for those who hope to be elected to public office in the fall, summer is the proving ground. More than a dozen states are choosing candidates this month, and some of the most interesting races are coming up this Tuesday, especially in Colorado and Connecticut. Joining us to talk about those contests is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin, our own political junkie. Nice to see you again, Ken.
Good morning, Leanne.
There's been a lot of change in Colorado in recent years. The state went from Reagan red to Obama blue. There's a lot at stake this year. What's going on?
Well, the big story there is the Senate race, and both the Democrat and Republican parties have contests where you have the establishment versus the outsider. Of course, on the Democratic side, the outsider is coming from the left. On the Republican side, it's coming from the Tea Party right. On the Democratic side, Senator Michael Bennet, who was appointed to the Senate when Ken Salazar left to become Interior Secretary under President Obama, he is being challenged by Andrew Romanoff, who's a former Speaker of the State House. Bennet has most of the money, most of the establishment endorsements, including that of Barack Obama. But Romanoff has the endorsement of Bill Clinton. There were some people who are trying to make this an Obama versus Clinton race. Of course, that's oversimplifying things. But Romanoff was one of those people who really wanted the endorsement, didn't get it, and is challenging Bennet in the primary. On the Republican side, the establishment choice is Jane Norton, who's a former lieutenant governor. The outsider is a Tea Party candidate named Ken Buck. He's a local district attorney. At one point, Jane Norton said that I should be running because Colorado's never had a woman senator, and I have high heels. So when they asked Ken Buck why they should vote for him, he said, well, I don't have high heels. I have cowboy boots. And now they're trying to make this into a big gender battle. So both parties clearly have an establishment being threatened by outsider candidates.
The establishment candidate, the one that currently in office, received President Obama's endorsement on the Democrat side. What's the value of that?
Well, that's a good question, and we'll know after Tuesday. We've seen in the past President Obama weighing in on Democratic races, not so much primaries, although in Pennsylvania, he backed Arlen Specter, and Arlen Specter lost to Joe Sestak. He also backed Democratic candidates for governor of New Jersey and Virginia last year. He backed the Democratic candidate, of course, for the Senate in Massachusetts for Ted Kennedy's seat. She lost to Scott Brown. If Michael Bennet loses on Tuesday, a lot of Democrats around the country will be asking, what is the value of having the president's endorsement since it failed in Colorado and has failed elsewhere?
There's also a governor's race going on in Colorado, and I understand Republicans were expecting to win back the seat, but they've been having some problems.
Problems is an understatement. Their erstwhile frontrunner is a guy named Scott McGinnis, a former congressman. He's been involved in plagiarism charges. Now there's a third-party candidate who got in the race, Tom Tancredo. He's a former anti-immigration, anti-illegal immigration congressman who made a short-lived race for president in 2008. Look, the Republicans are in big trouble anyway, but the split among Republican ranks are probably going to elect the Democratic nominee, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper.
On the eastern side of the country, another closely watched Senate race in Connecticut. Now, Democrats were once in big trouble, but now they're favored to keep the seat. But Democrats are worried anyway. Explain.
Well, they were in big trouble because Chris Dodd, who was first elected in 1980, was in big, big trouble. A lot of ethics questions, a lot of favors he may have done. And the Democrats were saying, please, Chris Dodd, don't run again because we're going to lose this seat. He decided not to run again. Richard Blumenthal, the Democratic Attorney General, will be the Democratic candidate. He has had some problem with either representing or misrepresenting his military experience, whether he served in Vietnam or not. But the Republicans have their own problem. Linda McMahon is a former chief executive of the World Wrestling Federation. And the wrestling industry has tons of problems with steroids and things like that. So she's the likely Republican winner. She's running against Rob Simmons in Tuesday's primary. Democrats were favored, but the polls are closer than they were a month ago. And Republicans are not counting out this seat.
And there's a governor's race going on in Minnesota. And in Georgia, there's a Republican runoff for governor. And Sarah Palin apparently is playing a role. What's going on there?
Well, just like in Colorado, we saw Clinton versus Obama in the Republican primary runoff for governor of Georgia. Two candidates, Karen Handel, who's a former Secretary of State, was endorsed by Sarah Palin, which boosted her to the lead in the race. She's being opposed by Nathan Deal, a former congressman, who's backed by Newt Gingrich. So if the Colorado race has Clinton versus Obama, this is Palin versus Gingrich. Lots of surrogate battles going on Tuesday.
NPR's political editor and political junkie, Ken Rudin. Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.